Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about God's throne in heaven. I'm going to read you from Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1, where we read this. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. King Uzziah of Judah had a long and distinguished reign. You can read about it in 2 Chronicles 26 and 2 Kings chapter 15. Uzziah is called Azariah in 2 Kings 15. Uzziah reigned 52 years. Overall, he was a good king. And 2 Kings chapter 15 says that he did what was right in the sight of the Lord according to all his father Amaziah had done. 2 Chronicles chapter 28 says that he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Uzziah also led Israel in military victories over the Philistines and other neighboring nations, and he was a strong king. Uzziah was an energetic builder, planner, and general. 2 Chronicles chapter 26 says that his fame spread as far as the entrance of Egypt, for he strengthened himself exceedingly. Yet, Uzziah's life ended tragically. 2 Chronicles chapter 26 verse 16 says, "But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God by entering the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense." In response, God struck Uzziah with leprosy, and he was an isolated leper until his death. Isaiah had great reason to be discouraged and disillusioned at the death of King Uzziah, because a great king had passed away, and because his life ended tragically. Now, where was the Lord in all of this tragedy? Isaiah answered powerfully, "I saw the Lord sitting on a throne." God was still enthroned in heaven and was in charge of all creation as sovereign ruler of the universe. This is a central fact of heaven, that there is an occupied throne in heaven. Almost everyone in the Bible who had a vision of heaven, was taken to heaven, or wrote about heaven, spoke of God's throne. This was true of the prophet Micaiah in 1 Kings 22, of Job in Job 26, of David in Psalm 9 and Psalm 11, of the sons of Korah, they mentioned God's throne in Psalm 45, as did Ethan the Ezrite in Psalm 89, Jeremiah in Lamentations 5, Ezekiel had a great vision of God's throne in Ezekiel chapter 1 and chapter 10, and so did Daniel in Daniel chapter 7, especially the Apostle John saw God's throne in Revelation chapter 4. The book of Revelation may very well be called the book of God's throne, because God's throne is specifically mentioned more than 35 times in the book of Revelation. You could say that the main idea of atheism or materialism is that they believe that there is no throne in the universe. There's no seat of authority or power that the universe must answer to. And the main idea of humanism is that there is a throne, but man himself sits upon that throne. But the Bible makes it clear that there is a throne in heaven, and no fallen man sits on that throne, but the Lord God is enthroned in heaven. I want you to take comfort today. God is still on his throne.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.